Mr. Jenkins, what do you expect from this conference regarding your own research?
What I would expect is more to learn about how to make the research findings from my establishment more accessible or more valid in addressing real-world water problems. We spend a lot of time developing tools, models, and so on, whereby we can predict or simulate the amount of water availability. Usually those models are at a very big spatial scale, so they cover tens of kilometers as one spatial unit. But the real management of water tends to be at a smaller unit than that. So there's a mismatch here. And for me, it would be interesting to learn more about what can be done with the spatial scale that I can offer, but what needs to be done with my models to bring them to the spatial scale that's needed.
Which contribution can scientists make to an integrated water resources management?
Well, my own area of science, of course, is really in hydrology, or the science of physical and chemical and biological water. So how much do we have? How little do we have? When do we have it? What quality is it? Is it badly degraded or polluted? And of course, the biology is increasingly important. How does the biology perform? Because we're increasingly discussing ecosystem services and trying to value the environment. So what we can bring, of course, what my area of science can bring is just that. We can hopefully give some indication of the current water availability in space and time and the quality of that water, which means for what use it can be used for. Different uses prefer different levels of quality. And we can assess that using our colleagues in climatology. We can assess that into the future, or we can assess it under different demand scenarios and so on. So what we provide, or what my institute provides, is really an assessment in space and time of how much water we have and what quality it is.
What are the core areas, or what are the main questions of future water research in Germany, in Europe, and on an international level?
Clearly, one key question, I think, for Germany, certainly for the UK, certainly for the globe, is how much will changes in future climate, in future population, in future economies, how much will that affect water availability in space and time? How much will it affect water threats in terms of floods and droughts? Some of the biggest questions are not necessarily about understanding how much water there is in space and time. Well, I don't know if it's a scientific research question, but how do we get that water to the right place, to the right people? So I guess one of the key issues for the future is then for us to be able to work together, not just as hydrologists saying this much water will be here in this space and time, but to be able to work together with the sociologists and the lawyers and the politicians and the managers to try to effectively deliver the water to where it's needed for people, for food and so on. And for the environment, of course, not forgetting the environment. And the environment does lots of things for us. Probably we don't know them all. We should know more about them. And my fear is that we don't recognize the importance of the environment enough. So I think there's a big research question there for natural scientists to understand more fully those ecosystem services related to fresh water.
What are the main obstacles to implement IWRM concepts?
I think the concept of integrated water resources management is a good one. Fundamentally, we all have to work together. And so the concept is very sound, but I share the opinion that was voiced earlier by Professor Borchardt in his plenary discussion this morning, that we must question whether it's actually feasible to operationalize integrated water resources management, truly operationalize it. It's a huge difficulty, because even if the scientists and the managers and the people at the highest level managing the distribution system, even if we can work together to optimize who gets the water when, who pays for any pollution, and we can clean everything up, the difficulty is it's still down to individual farmers on the ground and individual people to actually make choices to do things differently. And it really does. At its very basic level, integrated water resources management involves everybody. It's very hard to influence those people to do things for the right reasons. Often those people will do things for their own economic reasons, for their own personal welfare, which is understandable, that's human nature. And my experience is admittedly from the UK, but also some from overseas in India and in Nepal. It's really hard to get those people, local people who are using the water, to do things differently for the greater good of a bigger population or a bigger environment.